Bienvenidos a Sonidos y Silencios, un espacio en el que encontrarán conversaciones con artistas para conocer un poco más sobre su vida y su música. Soy Guillermo Ospina, me encuentran en Instagram como Memoospi con doble O y espero que disfruten esta conversación tanto como yo. How are you?
I'm good.
Good?
Good. A bit jet lagged, but other than that...
Is your first time in Colombia?
Yes, it is. I really like it. We got to go up on the mountain today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Monserrate?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. With the cable.
Yeah.
Car, yeah. Monserrate. Or the fennicle. No, I don't know the word. But you know.
I don't remember.
Yeah, the word. Yeah, yeah. So that was really nice, and we got a little bit of a stroll in the old city.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Candelaria.
Yeah, because we're leaving again tomorrow morning. So, but I feel like we got the most out of it today. So. Yeah.
Okay. To start, you are from Norway.
Yes.
How would you describe Norway for the people to know?
Very cold.
Okay.
Very, very cold. It's cold and snowy, but it's also very beautiful. It's a lot of beautiful nature. You know, you have the fjords, mm-hmm. like high, tall mountains, and the sea, and then. It's gorgeous, very small. Well, it's quite long, but it's small. People are sweet, and it's cold, mostly cold. That's what I would say.
This is the most important.
Yeah, most important. I mean, I think it was a snowstorm last week. So
okay.
It's nice to be here in Colombia, where it's a bit warmer again.
And your father is a musician, no?
Yeah.
How this is. Did your first influence in the music, or?
Yeah, I think, it's always been music around, like when I grew up.
Okay.
And my mom, she listens to so much music and kind of introduced my dad to good music, as she says. But it was like, we always had a piano at home, we had guitar, and it was quite like natural to just start playing and singing, and he's always been very supportive of it, and really, not pushing it on us, but it came quite naturally to just start doing music, you know. So, yeah.
You wrote your first lyric when you were only 7 years, no?
Yeah.
How was this process?
Well, so it's that song was the first like full song, but it's about horses.
Okay.
I really, really loved horses. I'm super allergic, and we also couldn't afford a horse. So the song is all about. Oh, the horse is so nice. I wish I could have one, but we don't have any money. So therefore, I want a pony. It's strange lyrics, but that was my first song, and we have it all on video. and then it all came so naturally to just start writing music, and then at school I struggled a bit with. Bullying and stuff
okay.
on school, as I think many people can relate to, unfortunately, and that how I never kind of could was afraid to speak up for myself, and music and writing music kind of became my way to express how I felt. So so my first proper songs I made around like 11. About more serious themes, so yeah.
Amazing that. Your album, Somewhere Between Red and Blue, how do you describe this album?
It's songs that I needed to release to kind of, they meant so much for me on where I am now, you know? I wouldn't write this music without writing those songs. So I really needed to release those, and it was the title, for example, came from when I write songs. It's always like some melancholic in the beautiful things, and there's always some happiness in the sadness, and you know, and I feel like the red color represents love, which I talk a lot about, both in terms of. Loving a family member or someone you care for or some romantic relation, and then but also the blue color kind of represents the sadness in it, and you know, the melancholic, so that's how that came together, and with the title and everything. So it's songs I needed to get out to for this process, you know. So.
Oh, so cool. You like the classic music, no?
Yes,
how
I do.
How this fact influence your music?
I think I grew up I grew up with so much music around me and listened to so much music, and every Sunday we listen to classical music, just naturally. And I'm very into film music and the cinematic picture, which I think really represents the my music in general. I love the big fullness and emotions in things, and I think all the different genres that I listen to, which could be like old jazz and rock, and then you have the classical and film music, it all comes down into this cake with different layers, you know. So the music is very inspired by all this, and I sang in a choir for so many years, I think 13 years or something, and so that's also influenced where the sound of what I what I make.
Okay.
Yeah, in different ways. It always comes in. Oh, there, yeah, you know, when I write. And but yeah, I do love classical music. I love that instrumental music, like classical or film music, can give you so much emotion without even having any lyrics to it, but you still feel it still makes you feel something.
Yes.
And I think that's very, very interesting. Because I feel so much when I listen to classical music, and I don't even need the lyrics, you know. So yeah,
this is so cool. In your last two singles, mm-hmm. Dry These Tears is more advanced, no?
Yeah.
The other is only you are and you depend.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah.
Are you trying present two different phases or something like that?
Yeah, I really wanted to release both of the songs and. We kind of decided that we need to release them together, which I found quite interesting because it's like one for each mood. Dry These Tears, it's so they're so different from each other. But then if you're in a bit more happy, confident mood, you can listen to that song. And then if I like to call Tuck Me In a warm hug or a warm cup of tea on a cold autumn day, rainy day. And I like that you can choose which mood you're in, and they both represent me, because I do so many different, not different genres, but you know, that I love when it can be so quiet and so intimate, you know, but also have more power, you know, like Dry These Tears. And also just to release a very acoustic song, because I don't think I have. I think Tuck Me In is the only one that's just me and piano. No harmonies, which I love doing harmonies. So it was really just like, okay, don't do it, Hannah, don't do it, you know. But to release a completely just me and a piano, and just really focusing on the lyrics on that song, and the intimate.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's how those came together. Oh yeah.
Very cool, Dad. Dry These Tears, you grew 3 years ago, no?
Yes. It was released on the same date that we made it. Isn't that crazy? We didn't know. it is crazy.
If you think the music like a sound picture. And different meanings with the time.
Yeah.
How do you feel about present song? When you grow long ago.
Well, it was. We had this idea that it was the first song I made with Magnus Schylstad, which is the producer of the song. And obviously, I was at a very different place, but I still vibe of the song is still something that was really representing what I love. It was a mix of the retro sound, you know, with a little bit of a jazzy 60s-70s vibe, which it will always appeal to me. And then when we got back to it, it's always like I always wanted to finish it because it wasn't quite finished, and then we got back to it now this year, and we changed the lyrics a bit to make it more to make it more me now, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we did some retouches and finished it up, and it was such a fun process, and it's and that's how we came together. But it was quite similar to how it was 3 years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
So Yeah.
This is cool. In an interview, you say that you don't like to say much about the lyrics mean.
Yeah.
It's an invitation to the people.
I think I want people to have their, because everybody has their own story, mm-hmm. and their own like stories in life and where they're at, and I think that's what, when I listen to music, that's also something that appeals to me, and I can picture my own, I can put myself into the situation, and maybe the one that wrote the song pictured something completely different, but. You know, but I put myself into that situation and make it relate to me. So that's the same thing, I think, when I make music. I don't want to get too deep into what it's about, because I want everyone to have that option of having their own story and picturing their own, relate to it in their own way and in their own life, you know. So yeah, so that's why I like to keep it open, so people, yeah.
Yes, it's open to that.
Yeah, like not only for me, but for more people. I know my story to it, and then people can have their own story to it, yeah.
I like that. You are friends to Aurora, no?
Yeah.
She coming to Colombia this year.
Is she?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Yes, in the festival Cerro Picnic, is a very important festival here. And you don't talk about that.
Well, it's, you know, we're just both living our music lives,
okay.
And she's traveling all around the world. You never know where people are at, you know, because so suddenly she's there, and suddenly she's, you know, but we got to be in Mexico together, like this year, earlier in April, which was super nice, because it was just like, and we know Bergen is so small, so we all know each other,
mm-hmm.
and it's such an welcoming, open music environment, and so it was just like traveling, being on tour with friends, you know. It was such a great experience, so would it be fun if we were here together now, but you know.
How do you feel to the first beer city in Colombia?
Oh, it's so nice to be here. I've never been to Colombia, so this is my first time.
Yeah.
And we've been really lucky with the weather and everything, and we got to travel up to the mountains, and we got to see the old city, and now we're here. I feel like we got the most out of this one day that we're here. So, and also the people, and I got some coffee, which tasted really good. But yeah, it was like, so I'm enjoying it. We had some Colombian food earlier, and yeah.
I'm missing that. And to finish, what do you can tell us about your show? How would you present?
It's very, I think the music makes it very big. It's both, you get like both the very big songs and this, like you also get to the more intimate songs. It's a bit of a different, like it's a journey, mm-hmm. I think. And you get a little bit of both, you know, like you can, some more up-tempo rock type of ways, and then more jazzy and down, and I don't know, I think good vibes only.
Okay, so cool. This is all?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
No.
Oh, this was so nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for interviewing me.
Muchas gracias por llegar hasta el final de esta conversación. Si te gustó, puedes compartir este podcast con amigos y conocidos. Y para tener más información sobre futuros episodios u otros contenidos que hago, puedes encontrar la página del podcast en Facebook o me encuentras en Instagram como Memo Ospi, con doble O. En Sonidos y Silencios, disfrutamos la música.